Andrea. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Church again on the air, the Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple, coming to you from Brooklyn, New York.
Thank you, Lord.
This is the pastor, Pastor Lawrence Casper Staton. We're so grateful to the Almighty God to be coming into your homes, into your cars, or your places of business, or wherever you are at this time listening to the sound of my voice. We thank God for you that have tuned in on the radio and the internet. We come today to let you know that God will remember you. Hallelujah, if you just call on his name.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
All you have to do is call him by his name.
Yes.
Just call out to Jesus, and he will hear your prayer.
Yes.
Call him by his name. 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 His name is Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah. Remember, friends, this is Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple, and we are a church here in Brooklyn, New York, that believe you can get what you need from the Lord.
Yes.
Without any tricks and without any gimmicks.
Yes, Lord.
All you have to do is have faith in God. If you can produce the faith, my friends, God can and God will produce the miracle.
Amen.
Are you sick today? Are you suffering? Are you in trouble? Have the doctors given you up and told you there's no hope for you? Listen, I want to ask you a question today. Why should you suffer when others are being healed?
All right.
And why should you die before your time? Why go to an untimely grave when you can live?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, they might have put you off in hospice and say it's all over for you, but Jesus can bring you out of that hospice.
Amen.
And cause you to live again.
Yeah.
There's a sister over in Brooklyn, New York. Here in Brooklyn, New York, in fact, the doctors had given her up and told her there was nothing else that they could do for her. But listen, Jesus had a different answer for her. Got her well.
Yes.
She's out of hospice and she's living and enjoying life.
All right.
Healed of cancer. Listen, my friend, Jesus Christ is still healing cancer.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, the doctors say they don't have the cure for it. But Jesus has the cure for it.
Yes.
And he's able to heal your body. If you're suffering with that same disease, I'm going to be praying for you in just a few minutes. And according to your faith, you'll be healed in Jesus' name.
Yes.
I want to invite you to write, to call a friend. Let someone know that we're on the air. Call up a neighbor, call up a friend, and tell them that Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple, that noisy church is on the air making noise again. Noise unto the Lord. The Bible says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Hallelujah. And that's what we're doing on today.
Yes.
Praise God. Ah, yes. It's a wonderful thing when you can give God praise. And praise him till you shake the devil up.
All right.
My God, drive back devils and demons with the praise. Yes, it's all right to pray. But the victory is in the praise.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. I'm getting ready to pray for you now, wherever you are under the sound of my voice. Before I go any further in this broadcast, I'm going to pray for you. God is able to do more than you can ask or think. What I want you to do is reach out now and touch the radio as a point of contact. If you can't reach that radio, put your hand on your body, on or near where you're suffering. Pastor Staten is getting ready to pray for you. And Jesus Christ is going to work a miracle in your life this day. It's according to your faith, so it be unto you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. It is no secret what God can do. I want you to let your faith loosen God right now. Whatever that condition is that you're suffering with, just think about it. Why should you suffer when others are being healed of the same condition? Why should you die from that condition when others are being caused to live?
Yes.
Through the power of God. Draw nigh to that radio now. And let's believe God for a miracle. Brother Lawrence, I got cancer. Jesus Christ is a healer.
Yes.
Brother Lawrence, I got sugar diabetes. Jesus is a healer.
Yes.
Brother Lawrence, I got high blood pressure.
Jesus.
Jesus is a healer.
Yes.
Brother Lawrence, I got AIDS. Jesus is a healer.
Yes.
Some of you are suffering with problems with your stomach, suffering with gastritis. Some of you are suffering with your kidneys. Some of you are suffering with your liver. Oh, there's somebody today that's suffering with their heart. Their heart is very bad. Seems like your legs swell all up. That's because your heart is not pumping right. But I'm going to pray today and believe God for a miracle in your life. And if you stretch out on faith, the swelling is going down in your legs before this broadcast goes off. You'll be able to write me a letter and say, Brother Lawrence, before you went off the air, God Almighty touched and healed my body, and the swelling in my legs have gone down. It is no secret what God can do. What he's done for others, he'll do for you. With his arms, wide open, he'll fall on you. It is no secret what God can do. It is no what he's done for others, he'll do for you. With his arms wide open, he'll fall on you. It is no secret. God can do. Lord Jesus, we thank you now for the powers in your great name.
Yes, yes.
Heal and cast out devils. Jesus, there's so many under the sound of my voice today. They're sick and suffering. They're in pain, Lord. They've done everything they know to do to try to get relief. And they can't seem to get no relief. But Lord Jesus, I pray right now that you would go to their rescue. Touch and heal their bodies. Cast the devil out. Come on out of here, Satan. Loose hair. Take your hands off of these people right now. I command you to loose your hope and go back to the pit from whence you come. Lord Jesus, touch these bodies everywhere. Make them every bit whole from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet. God, when they go back to the doctors, let the doctors be amazed at what you've done in their life. Then, oh God, that individual, especially that individual that's suffering with swelling in their legs, let those legs go down. Take that swelling out right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Lord, let the heart pump right. Show your divine power right now. Lord God, we'd be so careful to give your name the praise. And all the glory is thine. And we thank you for it right now. And we count it done. In Jesus' name. Amen. Come on and give the Lord a hand clap and thank him. Wherever you are, begin to thank the Lord for your healing. You are healed by the power of God. Your pain is gone. Your suffering has stopped. The swelling has gone down in your leg right now. Your heart is doing right. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, it is done by the power of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you now. Prayer of faith has been prayed for you, my friends. Now it's your job to thank the Lord.
Yes.
Thank him for your healing. And go on and praise God for your deliverance.
Yes.
It is done in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Remember now, this is Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple. That noisy church is on the air again. Yes, we come today to let you know that Jesus Christ is yet alive. Some folks say, well, Brother Lawrence, why do y'all make all that noise? God ain't deaf. Well, listen, he ain't nervous either. Uh-huh. He can take all the noise that we give him. Ah, yes. Hallelujah. And we thank God for being able to make a noise for the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, wherever you are, we're getting ready to go into the Word of God. Amen. It is in a day and a time such as today, we need to keep Jesus' name up. Amen.
Amen.
People are denying Christ and denying God, and then they're changing them. They tell me now that they got a Bible out called the Queen's Bible, which is a Bible that's made out what the homosexuals made up to try to justify their lifestyle. Oh, my friends, we're living in a terrible time when people have taken the truth and twisted it and turned it and tried to make it be what they want it to be. But I come today to tell you, and let every man be a liar, but let God be true. God don't change because you print up a new book and call it a Bible. His word is still the same. His word still remains the same. Hallelujah. And I invite you, you are God's people, you are saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost, I admonish you to keep the name of Jesus afloat. Don't let his name go down. Well, thank you, Jesus. So many people nowadays are dragging Jesus' name in the mud. Listen, you as the people of God, hold his name up. Hold it up high. Hallelujah. And don't be ashamed to hold it up. Hold up that bloodstained banner and let the world know that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Don't let his name go down. No! everywhere you go. Hallelujah. Hold that name up high. When they ask you, what is your sign? Don't tell them you're Aries or Capricorn or Cancer. Tell them your sign is Jesus. Hey, glory. Don't let his name go down. Thank you, Jesus. All right, I'm going to stop. I'm looking at the clock. The clock is ticking my time out. We can hold his name up. Hallelujah. But when our time is up, it's going to be somebody else's time to hold his name up on the air. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Remember, friends, this is Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple from Brooklyn, New York. And we certainly thank God for you and you, and especially you, for tuning into this radio broadcast. We invite you to come and be with us here in service at Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple, where we don't mind praising God. Amen. We haven't gotten so ditty and so proper, amen, where we can't make a noise unto the Lord. We'll break out in a shout off of Jesus, keep me near the cross. Yes. That's because we love the Lord just that much. You were in Roselle, New Jersey. We invite you to go on over to the Community Church of Faith, 1212 Morris Street. And that's right off of St. George Avenue in Roselle, New Jersey, where our bishop, Bishop Nathaniel Wesley, is the pastor. Mm-hmm. And you were out in Gary, Indiana. We invite you to go on over to the Wonder Working Word Church, 2421 Ralston Street, near West 25th Avenue. And that's where Elder Edward Butler is the pastor. And you were up in West Haven, Connecticut, going over to the Living Word Redemption Center. That's where they're holding up the name of Jesus. 945 First Avenue. Bishop Richard Moore is the pastor. Also up in Syracuse, New York, they're holding up that name. Heavenly Vision Apostolic Church, 121 Rose Avenue. If you're down in Hazelhurst, Mississippi, the Church of the Lord Jesus, 1155 Wesley Chapel Road, Hazelhurst, Mississippi. Evangelist Ruby Felton is the pastor there. If you're out in Chicago, Illinois, the Greater Bethlehem Healing Temple, 12 South Oakley Boulevard near Madison Street, Chicago, Illinois, Bishop James Ketchum is the pastor. Remember, my friends, I invite you to write me. Praise God, some of you are listening to me today. You enjoy this broadcast. Write me and let me know that you've tuned in. My mailing address is Post Office Box 715. That's Post Office Box 715, New York City, New York, zip code 10002. Again, that's Pastor Lawrence Staton, S-T-A-T-O-N is how you spell my last name. And write me at Post Office Box 715, New York City, New York, zip code 10002. You can also call us. Our phone number is 212-406-3904. That's 212-406-3904. Just for a moment, I want you to get your Bibles and go with me to the book of Acts, the third chapter. Praise God. And we just want to lift up the 19th verse. Acts, the third chapter and the 19th verse. We find these words recorded for our reading. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. That's as far as I want to go. Hallelujah. We're living in a time now when so many folks are going to church, but they haven't repented. It's time now to repent. We're living in a time now when so many folks have claimed Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, but they haven't repented. Oh, my friends, listen, it's more to just saying that you got to actually do it. Many people are saying, I've received Jesus Christ as my personal Savior, and I believe that he died for me, and yes, I believe I'm going back with him. But listen, if you haven't repented, if you haven't become godly sorrow for the wrong you've done, oh, my friends, you can't get back with Jesus when he goes back to heaven. It's more than just repeating. It's more than just confessing it. You've got to change. Here the word of God is saying through Peter, repent and be converted. Be converted means to turn around, change. It means to stop what you're doing. If you're drinking, stop drinking. If you're smoking, stop smoking. If you're telling lies, stop telling lies. If you're running around, hanging around somebody else's husband that you don't got no business being around, stop hanging around them. If you're hanging around somebody's wife that you ain't got no business being around, stop hanging around them. If you're in the lottery line, playing the lottery, come on out the lottery line. That's what it means to be converted. First, you got to repent and then be converted. First, you got to ask God to forgive you for the wrong that you're doing. The word repentance means, praise God, to be godly sorrow for your wrongness. And then to be converted means to turn around, to change, to cut off, to disavow, to have nothing else to do with, praise God, with what you're doing wrong. Be converted, change, and turn to Jesus Christ. The Bible says today, seek the Lord while he may be found and call upon him while he's near. Stop seeking the ways of the world. Stop seeking the ways of what some so-called Christians say. Uh-huh. Some of the Christians that they claim to save, but they're still doing the things of the world. They're still going out partying. They're still drinking wine and drinking whiskey. They're still puffing on cigarettes. Uh-huh, yeah, they're still hanging around and sweethearting and doing all sorts of things. They're still fornicating and committing adultery. But Jesus said in his word today through Peter, he says, repent and be converted.
Yes.
Repent of the wrong that you've done. Get baptized in Jesus' name for the remission of your sins. Hallelujah. Go down in that water and have that name Jesus called over you. Thank you, Jesus. After you repent, that's when you get baptized. Too many folks going down in the water and they haven't repented. They're going down a dry devil and coming up a wet one.
Amen.
Because they have not repented. You got to first repent for God and ask God to forgive you of the wrong that you've done. Then when you repented, that's when you change your way. That's when you be determined, Lord, I want to change. Lord, I want to do right. And when you be converted, praise God, when you make up your mind, I'm going to change, then God will give you the Holy Ghost to effect that change. God will fill you with the Holy Ghost to keep you on the right path. God will give you the Holy Ghost to make you do right, help you to live right. That's why Paul said, it's not I, but it's the Christ that's within me. That's what's causing me to live this life. Oh, my friends, are you saved today? Have you turned to Jesus Christ, or are you just a good churchgoer? Have you been baptized in Jesus' name and filled with the Holy Ghost? Or are you just one that sings on the choir, that sings real good? Are you preaching behind the pulpit? Yeah, you got a good word. You're preaching real good. But have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? Have you turned your heart over to Jesus Christ? Hallelujah. Have you made a change in your life? Or are you still running around sweethearting? Are you still shacking up? Are you still doing what's wrong in the sight of God? Are you still telling lies? Are you still stealing? My friend, my God, I tell you, it's time now to repent and be converted. Change from your way. Jesus said you can do it. You have to first make a step towards him. As the old saying is, if you make one step towards God, he'll make two steps towards you.
Amen.
You've got to first make up your mind that I want to change. Yeah. You got to turn that woman's husband loose. You got to turn that man's wife loose.
Yeah.
Uh-huh, yeah. Listen, you men were sleeping with other men, and you women were sleeping with other women. You got to come out of that.
Yeah.
I know that the United States have condoned it, and they're going along with it, but that's not God's will for you. That's not what God is calling for you. God says, come out of sin.
Yeah.
My God, they're not preaching this nowadays. They're too afraid that they're not going to get no offering.
Right.
But listen, if you never send me a dime, I'm going to preach this same word. What are you doing, Brother Lawrence? I'm keeping his name up. I'm not letting the name of Jesus go down.
All
because
right,
God is true and God is real.
Yes.
And the Bible lets us know that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's time now for every man, woman, boy, and girl
yes.
to repent of your sins.
Right.
Turn and be converted. And let God come in your life. Let him change you from the way you've been living.
Yes.
Let him change you from the things that you've been doing. Let him change you from your old evil ways.
Yes.
Let him change you from those bad habits.
Yes.
Can we say hallelujah?
Hallelujah?
Can we say hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Let Jesus change you.
Yes.
My friends, repent of your sins and turn to Jesus Christ.
Right.
It's time now, my friends, that you seek the Lord.
Yes.
Time is winding up.
Yes.
Look at what's happening here in the world today. So much is going on. The world is in an uproar.
Yes.
Turmoil and trouble is everywhere. It's time to repent.
Yes.
It's time to come to Jesus.
Yes.
It's time to seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. It's not enough to be a goody two-shoes. That ain't enough. You got to get Jesus in your life. He's got to clean you up, clean you from your many dirty ways.
Yeah.
Well, Brother Lawrence, I never do nothing wrong. I don't smoke. I don't drink. I don't run around. But listen, my friends, the Bible tells me that we were all, every last one of us, was born in sin
yeah.
and shaped in iniquity. I don't care how good you are. You still got sin on you.
Yes.
You got to repent. Yes. You got to be converted. Yes, you gotta turn around, change your ways, and let Jesus come in and clean you up. For men and women, boys and girls, to change from their ways, repent, hallelujah, and be converted. Oh, my friend Peter, on the day of Pentecost, made it very explicit.